Observations column, titled Last Call for Grace and Mercy, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence. Finality has come. In recent chapters, we have read that Babylon is fallen, in the Old Testament as well as the New. Her end has been coming for a long time. The final warnings of chapter 15, judgment for the beast, Antichrist in 16, judgment for the false prophet in 17. And now in chapter 18, we hear of God's great mercy and grace to the remnant of his people. To Jews, yes, but also to apostate believers. In fact, to any who have honored God's presence in their lives, they are being called upon to come out of Babylon. The evidence of her lies is being exposed. Take advantage of God's disgust with Babylon and his love for his own. Our gracious Jesus gives believers with only a mustard seed-sized faith another chance to hear and to follow him. As the end of Babylon comes, the words of Joshua 24 verse 15 echo in our minds. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Decisively, we will serve the Lord. To the believer, the only rational choice is obvious. But not everyone left on the earth at this time will be rational. Jesus is asking each for a decision, just the same. There are many gods of this world, but a believer will see that the gods of this world are failing, and they will choose the God of heaven instead. As Babylon's finality becomes obvious, only those whose hearts are hardened will go down with Babylon, rejecting the truth, and still hoping in the lies of the dragon, Satan. From Joshua chapter 24, verse 16b, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. You've been listening to the audio version of the Bobservations column, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence of Whitestone Christian Fellowship. Whitestone Christian Fellowship is a non-denominational congregation. Every Sunday, Pastor Bob walks us through the Bible, teaching line upon line and verse by verse. The church is located in the village of Victor, a little southeast of Rochester, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us. From upstate New York, Pastor Bob encourages all of us to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Until next time, remember that Jesus is our victor.